On this episode, we smoke the Tatuaje PCA 2023, and we talk about PCA 2024, which just wrapped last weekend, and what the PCA is, everything you need to know about the PCA. I'm your host, Johnny Midas, and you're listening to Burnline Podcast. Burnline Podcast. The burn line on a well-crafted cigar is straight and sharp as a razor, much like our wit and wisdom. And what's up, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages over the age of 21, you are listening to Burnline Podcast, coming to you, as always, not live from the Hot Box, the smoky back room where deals are struck and fortunes are made, nestled amongst the complex of rooms that comprise Union Cigar, Hanover, Pennsylvania, USA, adjacent to the Blanco Cigar Lounge, the only Blanco Cigar Lounge in North America, here at Union Cigar, Hanover. I'm Johnny Midas.
And I'm Angel El Fumo Solario.
And we have got quite a show to you for you guys today. We have got the PCA 2023 offering from Tatuaje. Go ahead and take that out of the cello. So the cello is just plain cello. It protects it, but it doesn't have, like, you know, retail barcode or anything like that. Any branding. Set that aside. And we are left with this 6 3/8 by 54 Toro. So this is the Tatuaje Limited PCA cigar from last year. It features an Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper with a closed foot. Very interesting. It has a double Nicaraguan binder. Ooh. So interesting to see how that affects both the burn and the strength.
So we're going to get punched in the face this morning?
Could be, yes. Okay. And the filler is all Nicaraguan as well.
We're getting punched
in the face this morning. So I am looking forward to it. Yeah, it seems like it's going to be strong, but we will find out. And this was limited to 50,000 sticks. Mm-hmm. And the retail is $15, probably a little bit more on the secondary market. But, you know, they actually didn't come out for sale that long ago. You can still find them. You know, they're not exclusively on the secondary yet. So that's the stick. And let's see if we can get it a little closer to the camera. Got this nice, I don't know, what would you call that? Colorado Maduro?
Yeah, dude, this is a beautiful looking stick.
It really is gorgeous. I love the modeling on the wrapper.
Oh, yeah.
It's got this nice model. It's got that fuzzy velvet feeling. Not toothy, but fuzzy velvet.
So there's some fruit pectin on the end of my foot.
There is. Interesting. I don't see any on mine.
Yeah, there's a bunch.
I think that just came off the person's fingers.
Yeah, probably. Not a big deal. It was just like, whoa.
I wonder if they do the cap first.
And then the foot.
And it just came off on there.
It is a gorgeous looking stick overall, though. Like, man, this thing is...
It is, man. Like, this looks like a masculine stick. Like,
mine's a little darker.
Yeah, yours is. Yeah. See if
it looks
we can.
Chocolatey.
Yeah. Yeah, mine is like Colorado Maduro. Yours is just Maduro looking. That's interesting. But they're both handsome.
Yeah.
But I ruggedly love it. Handsome.
Yeah. You know?
Like Jason Momoa in a
right.
Like a Toyota 4Runner. All right. So why don't we go ahead and get these lit so that we can start enjoying them. Then I'm going to show off my new watch.
All right.
Time for the official cutting. The official cutting is brought to you by Fat Boy Cigars. The bold and delicious flavors of premium hand-selected tobaccos are highlighted in the original Jacked cigar by Fat Boy Cigars. And don't forget to try the Fat Boy Cigars Boots on the Ground Series 1 and Series 2. For each cigar you purchase in this series, Fat Boy Cigars will donate $1 to charities benefiting our frontline heroes. Fat Boy Cigars, welcome to the Fat Boys world. And I just got a 5-pack of the Jacked box press.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a long Robusto.
Nice.
Yeah, it's like a 6x50 box press. And as always, we remind you to clip that cigar with authority, no limp-wristed clipping allowed. I used my Perdomo close-ended double guillotine. I really like that one for a traditional.
Yeah.
What do you call Parejo.
Yeah. And look at that cut.
And you had your open-ended vertigo, big ring
Yeah,
gauge.
my big
Yeah.
open. Yeah.
Yeah, an open-ended double guillotine is like the ultimate cigar cutter because you can cut anything with it.
Yeah.
Like that's the ultimate.
Dude, this cigar, I just realized, has a shit ton of shoulder.
Yeah, it does. It's got a very large shoulder, and maybe that's because of the double binder, but I'm looking at it and I'm like trying to see that double binder. And it looks a little thick. The
Yeah.
wrapper binder does look a little thick. But cigar leaves are still so thin, you can't really, you know.
Right. Maybe we could tell once we get down and smoke it a little more.
And tapping that hand job, getting all that little dottle out.
Yeah, I didn't get much though.
I didn't get too much either. Interesting. All right, well, why don't we light this up? And I'm gonna light just the closed foot and try to get that wrapper only.
Yeah.
See what this
I'm excited
Ecuador and
for
Sumatra
closed
show.
foots now.
I know, it's pretty awesome. Keep your day fueled with delicious premium coffee from 2C Premium Coffee, the official partner for our lighting, featuring select beans from Bali, Kenya, Ethiopia, and around the world. 2C Premium utilizes continual roasting, so you are always getting a truly fresh cup of premium coffee. 2C Premium Coffee, morning made us. And Teresa, we are not drinking 2C Premium Coffee this morning because we ran out.
Yeah, we drank too much.
We drank too much, and
So.
I take full responsibility for that. So,
Yeah,
and I've got my Johnny Midas single flame, soft flame torch, and I'm tasting just the wrapper. Wow, okay, that's interesting. It's interestingly light and unflavorful for starters.
just a touch of spice.
Yeah,
Like black pepper, not cayenne.
there's some black pepper, a little bit of baking spices, and dough, like bread dough, salted bread dough.
Yeah. It's so weird.
It's interesting. Not a lot of flavor on the wrapper, though. I wonder if this Nicaraguan is gonna kill it.
I wonder if that's where most of the flavor is going to come from, is a double binder.
Looks like I've got one little spot to touch up
Yeah, I
here.
still have a little bit of wrapper to trying to get a little bit more out of it. Little salty.
And as always, we remind you, toasted, not roasted. Treat that cigar with some respect. Clip it with authority and light it with gentle care.
Right.
Yeah, salted bread dough is a predominant flavor starting off. I can tell there's a little bit of baking spice and pepper in there. But it's very interesting because that's how I would describe it, is like
Yeah.
you take like those Pillsbury Doughboy Grands out of the little pop can, and that's what I'm getting, like salted bread dough.
I want to say that baking spice is nutmeg.
Yeah, I agree. That's the only thing I can peg it to. But there's a little something else in there too, like allspice maybe. Something on like the allspice or clove side of things.
Clove.
Yeah. Not like a fucking, you know, clove cigarette. Clove, not
Right.
that, but a little bit
Clove.
of.
Clove nail. A little bit of cedar, like a plank.
Yeah, a little bit.
I want to say this is more like on a nutty, almondy side. It almost feels like a baked pastry. It's weird. I'm getting more pastry flavor out of this. I'm
Yeah,
not
it
saying like
definitely
fruit, and I'm not
not
saying like a
yeah,
actual
like
pastry, just pastry
yeah,
notes.
like agree completely. This is like a baked good almost. It definitely has a bready component.
Yeah. No chocolate, even though it looks like chocolate, but
Yeah, not even a hint.
no, we won't
I'm
get
also
any.
not really tasting any like earth,
No.
leather, a lot of those
No.
common flavors.
Dude, this is not like your typical Nicaraguan.
At least not in this first millimeter or so.
A
That's
lot of
really
baking
interesting.
components.
It is, man. This tastes like a fucking baked good. You know what? I'm gonna see if this knocks me on my ass, because this is a lot of tobacco and it's a big cigar. But you know, like fucking breakfast cigar with coffee,
Oh yeah, dude, this is
dude.
like my favorite Vitola right here.
Yeah.
What is this again? A five by or
Six and
five?
three eighths by 54.
Whew, let's go.
I think I like 52.
I like.
50, 52. 54 is like, eh, okay. And then 48 is like, it's getting a little small.
Yeah, no, I like 54. That's like the.
You know, smaller things don't fit in my mouth as
Bruh.
well. I like big girth.
Yeah.
What? What? All right, so I brought this to show everybody. You know, I collect timepieces, and I've got my Bremont Supermarine S500 today. For all you guys that are listening, we're doing our cigar news separately today because
Yeah.
there's so much news. We wanted to get that out in its own segment. It would just take too long. So I had that watch on for that, but I'm gonna wear this watch for the show. This is my Mission to the Moon Bioceramic Moon Swatch Collector. This is a collaboration between Omega and Swatch. And day temperature on the moon can reach 127 degrees. It doesn't say Fahrenheit or centigrade. And at night, negative 173.
I want to say Fahrenheit.
That sounds more like Fahrenheit.
Yeah, because
That'd be really
I
extreme.
was literally reading something this morning about temperatures on the moon.
Oh, yeah.
So that sounds pretty close
I
this time
gotcha.
of year because, the moon. All right, we're about to nerd out a little bit of the moon is on a geosynchronous orbit with the Earth, which means it's in locked orbit. So the seasons on the moon are about just the same as if it had seasons, it'd be the same as Earth. So right now, like the northern hemisphere is on like a winter season.
Shut up,
So yeah.
nerd. All right, so I will say that the packaging on this is super cool and super cheap. It's just all folded paper. And here is the watch itself.
Wow,
And you can see the gray ceramic. It looks like the moon. I mean,
that. Yeah.
definitely like. So this is a quartz watch, and let me see if I can go ahead and pull the crown out and set it. What time is it? 9:10. Oh, is it already going? It's already going.
Is it a nuclear?
No, it's quartz. No, not nuclear and not powered by the space shuttle or anything. Yeah, there's a Saturn V rocket in the backyard powering this thing. Very expensive. It's got this, it's almost like a NATO strap, Velcro NATO strap, except I don't like where that is positioned.
Yeah,
It's
I
a
don't
little
think
too
it should
far
have
up the
gone with a
wrist.
Velcro strap. It's still a gorgeous watch, but.
And it's got the Speedmaster from Omega here. I have an Omega Seamaster 007 model. I like that. It's pretty sharp looking. I'll tell you what, though, this is a much more comfortable band. I like it. So
Dude,
there you go.
that gray is dope as shit.
It is, man. I don't know what the hell bioceramic is. I mean, ceramic is not bio, so who knows? Excreted by slugs or something. But there you go. So that's my latest Johnny Midas timepiece. And
Johnny Midas to the moon.
Johnny Midas to the moon. So there you go. All right. Let's pay attention to this cigar. So this is the Tatuaje PCA Limited 2023. And a lot of companies do this, right? Come out with a PCA version,
Yeah, it's just a
special
PCA
edition.
exclusive.
Yeah.
Well, exclusive for the show, but then people can get their hands on it after the fact.
They do that for TAA as well. Those are the two big ones I see.
Yeah. Well, speak I we will be covering this in the news, but TPE is gonna be encroaching.
Yeah.
Dude, it
Yeah.
is a bit it's gonna be a rivalry.
Yeah, so this Tatuaje PCA 2023, it didn't ship until March of this year. So they announced shipment like the end of February of
That's
this
so
year.
weird.
Yeah, like, so it's just one of those things in the industry where, you know, they'll have like something special for you to smoke at the show,
Yeah.
and then they'll make it available for the general public. And like I said, 50,000 of these. What did they come in? 20 cigars per box, 2,500 boxes. So that's how they came up with that. And of course, it was made at my father's in Esteli. So we smoked the collab a couple weeks ago, celebrating my father Tatuaje collaboration, 20 years of that.
Damn, your father makes cigars? That's dope.
Yeah, my father's really cool. So anyway, it's, you have all like you have a spectrum. You have people that they'll like announce a cigar at PCA and it's immediately available for sale.
Oh yeah.
You'll have some that go on sale a little later. And then this one was almost a, it was a whole year.
Yeah.
It was literally released to the public to purchase like at the same time as PCA 2024.
Yeah, they're not the only ones to have done that, to announce something and then like it take like 8 months to ship or hit the shelves.
Well, and then you had the My Father Padron collab. Like they've been talking about that for years, and the first shipment got fucked up. Like they had two or three ocean cans on a ship, which ocean cans are big. Not as big as a semi, but they're big. They hold a lot of cigars in there, and they weren't seaworthy. And at least one of them got trashed, and they started over. They're like, we're not gonna, you know. And you can't. Like, what is one of those boxes? $24,000 or something?
Yeah, just the box alone.
Yeah, I mean they're very expensive. $160 per cigar is what it comes out to. So yeah, it better be fucking
I hope they
perfect.
had insurance.
Jesus. Yeah, you ain't lying. So that's just part of like the cigar culture. And so if you were wondering why we're smoking the PCA 2023 a week after PCA wrapped up 2024, that's why. It's only just available. So these have been available for, you know, public purchase for about less than a month.
Yeah, I mean, and it's only fitting that we do it the weekend after, because it's like if we do it the weekend of, we have nothing to talk about PCA related because it's still going on. Now it's wrapped up, so we have the final bow on top.
And so what we wanted to do with this show while we're enjoying this is talk about PCA, Premium Cigar Association. If you're in like the cigar hobby for any amount of time, you're going to hear about PCA, right? And so if you're in other industries, like any kind of material handling, factory, warehouse, whatever, you've heard of MODEX, right? MODEX happens every year in Atlanta in the spring, or ProMat in Chicago in the fall, right? With cigars, PCA is like the big trade show like that. There's also TAA and so on and so forth. We'll talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, we'll cover it.
But why don't we take a couple of, we're like half an inch in.
Yeah, I'm
Why don't we
about an
take a
inch.
couple, yeah, toasting, tasting notes on this, and then we'll start talking about PCA because, you know, it is a big deal in the cigar world.
On this last draw I just took, I'm getting a little bit stronger nutmeg slash almond that's overpowering right now. That's the
Yeah,
overpowering note.
so yeah, I agree.
I lost the spice.
the cedar picked up. Yes, there's like a creamy almond with yeah, nutmeg on there. Yeah, I've got like a hint of pepper on my back palate when I smoke it. Definitely not one, you know, like a lot of Esteli tobacco, you get pepper right on the front of your tongue. You know, you like black pepper, you know, you know. This is like, it's just the, especially with a retrohale, as you push the smoke out, there's it like clinging to the back of my soft palate is just like this pepper note. So very muted. Still tastes like a fucking baked good though.
It's so
You know,
weird.
it's like,
It's not sweet either. Like, we're not talking about like you're picking up a brownie or a pastry. It's just like we're getting baked
It's more
notes.
like biscuit.
It's like a baked note. It's so
And it's
weird.
salty. It's really cool. I mean, it's a yummy cigar.
It really
It's definitely
is.
different,
This is
but
definitely a breakfast cigar.
yeah,
It's
so
like,
far, I'm really interested because if it punches me in the head, that sucks for a breakfast cigar. But right now, I mean, this with a cup of coffee in the morning, I mean, good.
Oh yeah. Like popping some Beatles there. Look at that.
Oh yeah.
You see that? It was like a little spark show.
Well, it could be some other imperfection as well. That is really interesting.
Neat.
It does look, but I didn't hear them. You can usually hear
Yeah.
the Beatles. So it might just be, sulfur or some of the other stuff that gets
I
excreted.
can hear a Beatles concert. Let's go.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. Oh no, it's the giant guy with the fire. You didn't run fast enough, bitch. Yeah, so there are no Beatles in any My Father Tatuaje products. How dare you? You definitely have some fireworks going on,
Yeah, I do. It's
or
popping.
had,
Yeah.
so.
It's cool. A little entertainment.
Yeah, very edible.
Dude, I'm just gonna
Very, very
just take a
edible.
bite out of the cigar.
Yeah. I expect a bowl of grits with this.
Right, look at it. Oh, damn it, you missed it. It's spark. Mine is spark. There it goes. It's sparking. What the fuck? Oh.
Yeah, I can see you sparking around
What is going
around
on?
the handle.
See?
Yeah.
Look at that.
That's really interesting.
I don't know what's happening
I don't know
here.
what that is. It doesn't look like Beatles, to be honest
It's
with you.
probably not be. Something's in there.
There is something in there,
You know, could it
definitely.
be like trapped gases?
Yeah, I guess it could
Like
be.
nitrates and stuff like
Maybe from the
that?
double binder.
Yeah.
Like, as it was off-gassing, it got trapped between the layers.
Is yours doing that at all?
No. Zero.
What the hell?
It's like a little fireworks show.
Yeah, unless Jenny Midas is trying to poison me or something.
If he falls over dead, yeah.
This is not going to be a one-man show.
I'll just prop you up like Weekend at
Look
Bernie's.
at Get my sunglasses.
He's just sleeping. All right, so why don't we talk about PCA? So tell me about the history and what is the PCA?
So, it started back in 1933. So, the beginnings is actually kind of interesting. I wouldn't have expected that out of the 30s, but they came together as the Retail Tobacco Dealers of America. I guess, what would that be? Post
That was
Prohibition?
depression. That was
And
depression era.
yeah, so apparently they were being attacked already at that point. I didn't know that. I've never heard of that at that point in history. So
But
they
was
came.
it? Here's what I think, though. One, there was probably some questionable distribution, just like with
I
the
guess.
alcohol. But the other is, especially at the time, cigars were really associated with like wealthy people. So that was still like fresh on the heels of the robber barons. And also Wall Street fucking everybody over. So it was kind of a symbol of like not just capitalism excess, but like pirate capitalism,
I
So
mean,
I guess it kind of makes sense in the zeitgeist.
also, back to that, like cigars was such a huge in the banking world, like finance, because that's how H. Upman started. It was, I don't know, it was weird time, I guess, but yeah, that's how they came together, because of they were being attacked by a government and just
So they wanted to band together and
so already, which is interesting. I mean, I guess it makes sense because cigarettes wasn't what you couldn't buy cigarettes all over the country at that point in time either, right? Like Marlboro wasn't nationally available. That was kind of like the premise of.
The post-World War II is when the cigarettes took off.
Right, because you
People were
could.
rolling their own. Back in that time, people were rolling their own.
Yeah. So that's kind of how PCA started, was they just got together retailers at the time. It didn't include the manufacturers. It was just on the retail end. So that's how they got their beginnings. And now PCA is both retailers and manufacturers.
Yeah, it's like a true trade show, where everybody gets to mingle. You've got the manufacturers, some of the booze. I mean, for folks out there, listening to this, go ahead and jump on Instagram or YouTube, and search for PCA.
Not the box company.
Not the box company, Premium Cigar Association. And some of the booze are amazing. Like the amount of money and time and effort and artistry they put in. Super cool. And then, of course, you have like a lot of the larger actual cigar shops have booths. But a lot of them just go, just attend. Might not have a booth, but you want to be there.
And actually, the trade show was in New York City. That's where it started. So, I mean, it kind of makes sense because that was, I mean, it still kind of is, but at that point in time, New York City was the what would you say, the trade capital of the planet?
Oh yeah,
Because that's
like
where everybody, I
all the
mean,
imports and shit
right.
came to New
And Wall
York.
Street, was a bigger deal. I mean, it's still a big deal today, but like then it was still, it was just getting off the ground and everybody was coming together in one location, and that happened to be New York City. So that's where it took off. And then they moved the show to Baltimore, Maryland, and that's where the headquarters is now.
Not down, just down the street, not that far
Yeah,
away from
so I
us.
didn't know that. So, and then they became, like I said, there's other associations, but PCA is one of the other, what would you call it, lobby group?
Well, they have been in the past. There's been some, like, I don't know, friction might not even be the right word, but there's been some shit there because some of the large tobacco groups have been promoting laws that retail tobacconists and hobbyists such as us don't like, restricting tobacco sales, restricting the sale of flavored stuff. Swisher, which is what Scandinavian Tobacco Group, they actually had printouts that they were asking retailers to put on their cash register that said, hey, you should support this. And it's not in the best interest of people actually purchasing product, but it is in the best interest of large distributors who have lots of lawyers, right? Forcing out the little guy. So this didn't go unnoticed. And there was some like semi-boycott stuff happening where like the big guys weren't going to play in the sandbox. And, so from my understanding, the lobbying arm of the PCA has been largely ineffective and/or dormant for quite a few years now.
They really kicked it off in 2009 is when premium tobacco started coming under fire again after like 30, 40 years of it not being touched, by legislation. It
The
was
cigar boom.
right.
Anytime people start enjoying themselves, the government's like, oh, I need to shit all over this.
Yeah, it actually, the premium cigars got kind of pulled in 2009 to the Family Smoking Prevention and Tobacco Control Act. So it was like, oh, the children, the children. It's always for the sake of the children, but at the end of the day, it's not.
Yeah, and I don't know, man. It just, to me, it's just stupid. Like, premium cigar. Like, so we're smoking this Tatuaje PCA 2023, $15. Like, first of all, it's not cool. It doesn't taste good unless you're a cigar aficionado. And you got to have a lot of disposable income to have a hobby like this. Like, cigars have always been, you're not chain smoking fucking cigars, Like, so it's just ridiculous.
And even today, like it used to be cigarettes. I mean, when you were in school and when I was in school, it was cigarettes,
Oh yeah.
and
Bumming, stealing some guy's dad's lucky strike,
And you know what? Today, 2024, and in the past 5 years, cigarettes aren't even cool anymore. So it's like you guys can't keep pushing, oh, we got to keep tobacco products off the kids' hand. No, it's vapes.
Yeah, the vapes, a lot of flavored stuff, a lot of like switch over to marijuana culture, including gummies, but it's just not a thing. Like, it's make believe. You don't have kids running around like, oh, I want to smoke a $12 cigar, which, these days that's just your average price. Like, come on, man, how big is your allowance?
Dude,
Hey, let's go behind the school and light up the closed foot on this PCA exclusive Tatuaje. Come on, man.
Let me
It's
tell
just
you.
stupid,
And even the flavored side of cigars, like legitimate cigars, not the gas station flavored stuff. Like none of that is even geared towards children anyway. Like
No, not at all.
there's like nothing there that says, "Here, kid, try this."
I mean, first of all, there's plenty of adults that don't like acids,
Acid being the biggest name brand in actual premium cigars that relates to flavored. Like even that, like that's not even geared towards children,
No, not even
like
close.
in
Or
any way.
Fat Bottom Betty or whatever.
So it's like for them to
Leather
keep saying,
Rose.
"Oh, premium cigars are eight." No, they're
No.
not. You can't say, "Oh, well, the gas stations." No, that what it really is, these big tobacco American companies saw a loophole and said, "Let's name these cigars," and so now you can tax them the same, and make them more accessible, but they're still not cigars, even with a
Yeah.
cigar name
And
tag on them.
I don't like it because it affects my hobby. I think that your white owls should be something else. A premium cigar is hand-rolled long filler. Hand-rolled long filler, and that should be regulated differently. But anyway, that's kind of a, I guess that's a little bit of a rabbit trail. But PCA has been involved in some lobbying efforts, but not as much lately.
No. CAA
They
is at the forefront
yes,
now.
CAA is the group for that. And really, for folks that are so minded, get involved with CAA. We do need to defend our hobby, have some smart people talking to politicians and legislators. But PCA is basically, it's a trade show now, and that's just what they are, what they're known for. And trying to get more out of it, I think, is just a waste of time, So why don't you talk about this year's PCA? What happened? What's it like?
All right, so PCA this year was moved. Last year was held in the second weekend of July, and now this year was moved to the last weekend of March. No, second to last weekend, because we're in the last weekend of March now. So, what was it? 24, 25, 26? No, 23, 24, 25. So, 3 day weekend, which is very helpful because it's in Vegas. So, not only did the date change, but the location change. It went to the Las Vegas Convention Center. But this has been a long time coming because a lot of the retailers and the manufacturers themselves said we need to make this early in the year for a bunch of reasons, but kind of the main reasons were the Las Vegas heat is no joke in July, and it's also busy season for retailers. It's like shit, now you gotta take your time off on the busiest time of your year to go to a trade show. I mean, not that it's not important to go, but it's like now some stores are losing half their staff to go to this show. So,
Yeah, because it was traditionally like July 4th weekend, first weekend in July, and everybody like has stuff going on. You're gonna have a July 4th celebration at your cigar store, most likely. But also like the actual towns. So like Union used to have a location in Gettysburg, and it's like that's fucking the July 4th bike week, weekend. You said you can sell a lot of cigars, but now you're sending your staff to a trade show,
It was a slammed month because it's the, July 4th weekend is the anniversary of the Battle of Gettysburg, and then you had the bike show the following weekend. So it's like, dude, it is cigars are going out the fucking door. But anyways, even now on the manufacturer side, it's better earlier in the year too because, dude, you're waiting 7 months to announce something new. Sure, you're teasing it, but it's like, damn it, I gotta wait, I gotta wait, I gotta wait. Unless you're Drew Estate and just fucking do it yourself, which
Well,
is pretty
and
cool.
then, yeah, and then, so you're in July announcing stuff, but there is seasons to cigars. Like if you're in retailing, your sales drop off in the winter. People buy cigars to sit outside, to go golfing, all this stuff. Which, by the way, is another reason why cigars are so different from other combustible tobacco products. Like, if people were fucking addicted to cigars, you wouldn't see a 50% drop in sales over winter. Like, it's just not a thing. So anyway, they moved it earlier in the year, and then next year they're moving to New Orleans, right?
And also I've forgotten left this part out. The reason they moved a few months earlier too, TPE kind of pushed that. TPE is Tobacco Plus Expo, which is also held in Vegas. So the plus part being not only tobacco industry, but everything else that comes with it, like vapes and stuff,
Glassware.
glassware, accessories. So like a lot of the cigar accessory people were there, revealed half their new stuff, and then the other half was revealed at PCA because so now they have two shows to go to. So it's like it kind of forced PCA's hand to be competitive for themselves. So but it still had an overall benefit for everybody in the industry.
And PCA is still the big one, but TPE is up and coming.
TPE is up and coming, so they
It's
have
really similar to
right
ProMat and MODEX. Like MODEX was the thing, and then ProMat came up, and now they're on opposite sides of the year, spring and fall, and kind of in competition. I think TPE is more popular with retailers.
Yeah.
PCA is more popular with cigar manufacturers. Yeah. And we'll probably see that, kind of be even more emphasized in the next few years. But, TPE does cater to retailers. Like, there's plenty of cigar shops that also sell
other stuff,
rolling papers and, yeah, glassware and stuff like that. I mean,
yeah.
Just so, in this general area,
right?
We've got Union Cigar, Hanover, which is like a classic cigar lounge, beautiful lounge, great coffee. You can get a membership. I've got the 24-hour access membership, which is cool because I can come in here and on my own. I get up early. Cigar shops aren't open.
Yeah,
but then down the street, it's like a head shop with a humidor.
Yeah,
and then you go down the street a little further, and it's like and I've got like a wall of like roll your own tobacco and Swisher sweets and stuff like that.
So I don't know if you knew this. I think I mentioned this before. This is a quick shout out. I don't really personally know them, but it's a new shop in Gettysburg. It's called Hits Cigar, or Hits Tobacco, I mean, not cigar. They sell a lot of glassware and tobacco products. But the cool part is he makes his own ceramics.
Interesting.
So it's like, hey, that's your TPE would be Hits, H-I-T-Z.
H-I-T-Z. Interesting. In Gettysburg.
In Gettysburg. So he makes his own ceramics, which is like, damn, TPE is your show. Yeah. And then the other contrast between TPE and PCA, TPE is open to the general public, so you can just walk up, buy a ticket, and go in. PCA, you have to be a registered member.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a big difference.
Right.
So especially if you're a small shop and you want to check something out, TPE is more affordable and more accessible.
Right.
And you can just go for a day or whatever. PCA is like a big deal.
Yeah.
You got to pay your membership dues, all of that. All right. So PCA happened. Oh, you lost that, Ash.
Yeah.
Let's see if I can check that out.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a fucking Ash.
It's cool. It's still sparking too. Look at that.
Still got your fireworks show going.
Yeah. I don't know what's
up. Dude, I don't have that at all. I have none of that. It's because your wrapper's darker.
Yeah, probably.
That's why.
Likes to shoot.
Yeah. So, wrapped up last weekend, and that's some of the context or whatever. But there was some pretty cool stuff.
Yeah.
At PCA. So you want to jump in and.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I can't get to everything because, dude, everybody and their brother was there.
Well, before you jump into that, why don't we do some tasting notes on this?
Okay.
Tatuaje. Sure, PCA Limited 2023. Again, this has been out for less than a month, available for retail. So it is a new cigar that we're presenting to you, even though it's PCA 2023.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I would say, I'm not quite a halfway in.
About halfway.
Mid-bodied. This is a mid cigar.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of strength on it. Smoke output is like normal.
Yeah.
Like as expected, nothing special about it. There's no, nothing special about the smoke, mouthfeel or anything like that. It's just smoke. I think the pepper component has come back for me.
Okay.
There's a little bit of, but it's not black pepper. It's more on the cayenne side now.
Okay.
And it's still on the back of my palate. It's still sort of an afterthought.
Yeah. I'm still getting the almond and nutmeg and those flavors. A little bit of salt.
Mm-hmm. I just think, this tastes like salted bread dough with, just a little hint of almond, little hint of nutmeg.
Yeah.
Like you're mixing up some, like a breakfast pastry, not a sweet one,
right.
But like a, some kind of like biscuit, flaky something in the kitchen.
I don't know if you noticed, but on my burn line, probably on yours, it's very oily.
Like, yeah.
Look how much oil secretion there is.
Yeah, mine is oily. It's following the natural contours of the wrapper, but do you see that like secondary dark strip?
Uh-huh.
Oh, look, I got some.
There you go.
I got some of that sparking. Do you see that?
Yeah.
So that is the double binder.
Probably.
So there's almost layers to the burn line
mm-hmm.
where like the wrapper and the double binder. Yeah, look, I'm getting those sparks. See that?
Dude, that is crazy. I'm going to have to try to get some video of that
I want to research this because I've actually never had this in 20 years of smoking cigars.
Yeah.
Like, I've had a spark here and there, but it's something. It might be a beetle or like a little piece of stem or something. But this is like a sparkler. That's so odd. It doesn't affect anything.
Mine's is also, you know how in the movies they add that draw sound effect?
Yeah.
This is pretty loud on mine when I draw it. Like, listen, it pops.
Yeah, I can hear like some crackling. It's super interesting because, you know, you probably already noticed, but these cigars are pretty much perfectly humidified.
Yeah.
So I would expect like a crackling sound if it was dry, maybe even some sparking. But this is not a dry cigar. You know, it came out at a 67% humidor after sitting there for 2 weeks. And you can just tell by the feel,
Yeah,
like it's
perfect
perfect.
pre-smoked.
Yeah, it's perfectly humidified, so it's not that. Mine's a lot quieter. And also, I'm not seeing, like, I saw a little bit of sparking there, but.
Yeah, I see it.
Yeah.
I see.
You want me to do a draw and see if it
Yeah,
picks
go
up?
for it.
Yeah. Let's do this. Let's see if we can Instagram this.
Mine kind of stopped. There it goes. I got a couple sparkies there. Dude, this is the weirdest cigar ever.
That's so odd. I will tell you though, there's a little leather component now. I think it's related to that sort of salty flavor. You know, because leather's a little salty.
Yeah.
It's an interesting, flavorful cigar, and so far it is mid-bodied. You could have this as a breakfast cigar. Very intriguing. All right, so PCA 2024 had some cool shit. You know, I'm gonna give you my take,
Okay.
and then you can talk about the actual stuff that went on. But my take is I saw way too many expensive things. Too many expensive cigars, too many expensive collabs. You know, it's like, I mean, I'm Johnny Midas. I spend stupid money on cigars, but this is just ridiculous.
Yeah.
I think the Fuente Padron collab, $160 for a cigar. I mean, you're getting up into like good Cuban cigar territory here in the US. You
Yeah.
know, I mean, a Bajica is still like 300 or something,
Yeah.
but it's just not that good. And then it's like, well, what are you gonna do with it?
Right.
Like, if you smoke it, then you just smoked $160. It needs to be really good. If you're collecting it, how much aftermarket is there for a single cigar?
Right.
But you can't afford a whole box, you know? So it's just highly questionable. You know, to me, like
Yeah.
the Tatuaje, my father was like the upper limit for me, like $60 for a
Yeah.
collab cigar. I'll pay that, and I bought one of each that's gonna go in my collector humidor, and it's just cool. But at $160, I'm sorry, your cigars aren't that good. They're just not. There was
Yeah.
a lot of expensive
That
stuff.
was a trend this year. A lot of limited and
Yeah.
expensive. Like, okay, I mean, that's cool, I guess, but damn.
Like the what was it? It was the Fuente Opus X 25
Oh my
that's
God.
only available in a special humidor made by some French jewelry company, and it's like $25,000.
Yeah,
I mean, come on, that's ridiculous, you
dude,
know?
it's crazy. I'm almost worried, like, because of the amount of limited, it's like, man, are we gonna see a plateau in cigars? Not like a, we're not gonna get any more cigars, but just like new releases. I mean, that makes sense. You can only release so many new things, but.
I don't know because I have this feeling like if you look at the vertically integrated companies, you know, the Padron, you got Perdomo, you got Fuente. These guys, you know, like Fuentes, you can still get like my daily smoke is the Fuente Chateau Natural, and it's all grown on their farm except they have an Ecuadorian Cameroon wrapper, you know, that they import. It's the perfect size, and they're still affordable, you
Yeah.
know, $9 a stick, something like that. And they'll keep producing those core line products. Perdomo, almost everything is a core line
Yeah.
product. Padron, you know, they're steeper, they're more expensive, but they got their core line products. And I think you'll see that. But so many companies now are like, just not paying attention to the core line and coming out with limited releases. And I think it has to do with logistics, where you've got small batches or lots of, good tobacco, premium tobacco that you can really blend something cool out of, but it can't be a core line. It's going to go away, right? But you want to use it.
I just had a thought. I'm like, well, it tracks with COVID, right? This is now 3 years ago, which usually it takes from tobacco plant to your hand, it takes 2 to 3 years. So I think we hit that COVID slump. So that probably makes sense. We hit that COVID slump, so that's why we're getting limited and
Partial
not.
harvests and stuff like that.
So I
With
hope
this,
that's what it is. It's just the COVID slump, and that's why we're only getting limited in collabs.
I don't know. I feel like some of the manufacturers are not making great decisions that are in my best interest as a cigar smoker. There's some reason somewhere. And it could be, like look at the car market right now. Like car manufacturers are producing shit and shit we don't want, and fucking electric cars that they can't sell now because people went through a winter with them and were like, oh shit, and $45,000 family Hunchback crossovers. It's like, really? And I'm just afraid that, the cigar manufacturers are going down the same wrong path of like, let's listen to some business school expert instead of the customers.
So what you're saying is they ran out of chips to put in cigars.
Something like that, yeah. The cigar chip market is really constrained right now. All right, so what happened to PCA, man? Some pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, like I said, lots of releases. Fuente, man, they put out some stuff. Fuente teased the Black Pink, which not many much detail into that one. It's a cool looking cigar. Like, check out that box though.
Well, Fuente does just a phenomenal job with presentation and stuff. Sometimes too much, which is, it adds to the price. But so we had the pink. I've got one in my humidor in my collection. The black pink has got like that Jaguar, South American Jaguar, and the claw marks on it.
Dude, so cool.
It's kind of cool.
And then the Arturo Fuente Don Carlos, the man Lancero, will be releasing later this year. I heard it's
Interesting.
really good from the people that have smoked it.
I have a Don Carlos Eye of the Shark. That was like a $70 stick. That's in my collection. You know what I should do? Next week, I should bring in my Fuente collection.
Ooh.
Just show it on the show.
There we go.
Yeah, that would be
yeah
cool.
and then the final for my father, Arturo Fuente, is the Opus X 25. Obviously he already tacked on that, so they tease that. Not many details on it yet besides the price tags, which is
Dude, like a single on the secondary is going to go for like $1,000.
oh yeah, like that's fucking crazy. The JC Newman is going to be releasing the baseball.
Is it shaped like a baseball?
No, it's like a baseball bat.
Is it really?
Not like DBL's baseball bat, but close enough. You can see the nub on the bottom.
Is that what? Oh, come
Not
on.
as baseball batty.
Dude, DBL did that.
I
You
know,
can't
that's what
be.
I'm
Come on,
saying.
Newman. Ah, the
Yeah.
handle's on the wrong end.
Right, and like the person that I know that did the commentary for that cigar, they were like, oh man, this is cool. I've never seen it. I'm like, the baseball bat's been out for over 6 years.
I've got a DBL baseball bat in the coffin box with a clear lid, and he signed it for me. So,
Yeah, and then Tatahe is going to be releasing the surrogates.
Tatuaje Surrogates. Interesting.
Right around this month, actually, it's going to start shipping
Yeah,
and selling.
should ship later this month.
And then I don't know where it went, but Arturo Fuente and Padron are finally releasing the Legends later this year. So that'll be interesting after what, 2, 3 years of fucking teasing.
They had pictures. Did they have an actual set
Yeah, they
with the
do. It's going to be expensive. I can't find the freaking picture right now. And then Rojas released the new Street Tacos edition.
Oh yeah, so they've got the Original Street Taco, then they have the Barbacoa.
Yeah.
What's this
The
one?
breakfast was the other one, which was the following
Oh yeah,
year.
the breakfast taco. And
Yeah.
so what's the hat? What's the new one?
I was trying to find a name for it, but it's got a. It's Dia de los Muertos. That's what it was.
Yes, Días de la Muertes.
De los Muertos.
De los Muertos.
De los Muertos. Like the Calaveras, kind of, almost.
Yeah, like of the dead.
Day of the Dead, yeah.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah, I mean, Day of the Dead is really big in Mexico. I don't know about other, Panamanian countries or
No.
whatever. But it's a decent holiday.
Yeah,
I've always liked it.
it's a gorgeous looking cigar. Trying to find a picture. For some reason, it's not on there anymore.
There's not a ton of Mexican culture in cigars, surprisingly, given that San Andres Maduro is really top-notch tobacco. So we had the Juarez from Crowned Heads. And when that came out, like, San Andres was not well known in the humidor. Now it's like everywhere. Great tobacco. So I like cigars that bring a little Mexican culture in.
Yeah.
I understand, like, Mexico is not the first country you think of when you think of cigars, but I like anything that's kind of like uniquely ethnic and kind of explores heritage and stuff like that. So that's kind of cool. That's kind of why I got into the Las Calaveras,
Yeah.
that and it's collectible.
Yeah, it really is. I don't know what happened, man. They took down the pictures. It was like a pretty cool blue band, and
Yeah, wasn't it like turquoise blue
yeah, it
or
was turquoise
yeah.
blue, and now it's freaking gone. Like, what the hell? Conspiracy?
What else? Anything cool from PCA? I mean, there was a lot of shit to go
Just the
through.
fuck ton of other releases by some of the regular manufacturers. Like, Sancho Panza is going to be releasing their first Dominican cigar. It's going to be called the Extra Chido,
Interesting.
which means extra awesome. So it's going to feature an Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper, a Nicaraguan binder, and a filler that includes multiple primings of Nicaraguan tobacco. And Dominican Piloto. That's where that Dominican part's going to be coming from. So that'll be interesting.
So I'm looking up street tacos while you're talking about that, and I'm using like an open Google image search,
Yeah, it's just
and
not.
it's not there,
Dude,
man.
it's
Like, they scrubbed it.
gone.
I wonder if they had a problem with like it, the finished product's not going to look like that, or maybe they're just being super secretive.
Maybe. It's so weird. I should have screenshotted it, but it was there, man. I showed you. I was like,
Yeah,
look at this
yeah.
thing.
Yeah, it was at PCA and it is not on the internet anymore. Fucking weird.
There's no way they scrubbed the project. Maybe.
No, but they might be doing some kind of major revamp,
Yeah. Dude, that's so crazy. Because I was like, dude, I wanted to get my hands on it, and now it's not even there.
Weird. Okay.
Maybe never existed. Mandela effect, kind of.
Yeah. So, yeah, we wanted to share PCA with you guys out there in Cigar Land as we smoke a PCA cigar. This is the PCA 2023 from, I don't know what that is.
That was interesting.
Yeah.
That was pretty good timing, too.
It was from Tatuaje. I would recommend like everybody go online, look up images.
Yeah.
And go to YouTube and stuff like that. Look up PCA 2024. Now, I had one guy that went last year that told me that they can be really controlling around like taking video and stuff like that.
Yeah.
They don't really like that, but there's stuff out there. So take a look. It's super cool. Again, not open to the general public, but that's where a lot of announcements and stuff and branding comes out. So there you have it. The Premium Cigar Association just wrapped their trade show last weekend. And we are smoking the Tatuaje PCA 2023, which just came on the market less than a month ago. This is a 6 3/8 by 54 Toro, and they made what, 2,500 boxes of 20, so 50,000 total cigars. Features an Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper, a double Nicaraguan binder with Nicaraguan filler, with an MSRP of $15, and which is about what I got them for.
Yeah.
There's not really a markup on them. And I would say, you know, for starters, this is a remarkably gentle Nicaraguan, mid-bodied for sure. And like, we just had this salted bread dough experience for the most part.
Yeah, like I said, getting some pastry notes out of it, but it's like, again, not sweet. It's just weird.
To me, it's unexpected to come from Tatuaje, which, you know, I associate with stronger blends, but delicious and a little unique. I like it. So I think we're an hour in. I think it's time to rank this cigar.
All right.
And let folks know this is available for sale right now. Online, and I've got one in my collection humidor. You might want to check it out and give it a smoke. So why don't we talk about presentation? And this comes in a typical Tatuaje wooden box, but most people are going to buy singles, and they come in just the plain, frankly ugly cello. And it's got a double band, so it's got the red, white, and blue with the gold stripe. It says Tatuaje Limited. And then underneath, it's got the PCA, Premium Cigar Association. And one thing that I'll note, you know, we talk about cigar artwork. The bands don't match. They just clash. The color scheme doesn't go. You can see the different shades of green on the PCA, which, you know, kind of contrasts with the Tatuaje band. So what are your thoughts on presentation?
I think it, as far as just the cigar itself, it looks like a fucking gorgeous cigar. The modeling, the wrapper, dude, and the feel. Like, it feels like really good premium construction.
Yeah.
The band, honestly, for being basic, it looked good on there.
Yeah.
Because it was just a PCA exclusive, so it's like...
Basic is a good word.
Right. It's, but it gets to the point. So I'm going to give it an 8.
Yeah, I had a 6. There's just nothing there for me. Like, the cigar itself is nice looking, but you can't see it under the cello. The bands, there's just nothing there. It's just basic. It almost looks like one step up from a house stick.
Right.
You know, there's not really there's a little bit of texture on the bands, like it's stamped in there, but not a ton, and mostly white. So, you know, they didn't like phone it in or anything, but also like, I think the idea was to get the cigar out there at an affordable price point and just enjoy it, and probably mission accomplished there.
Yeah.
But I can't really score them very high on presentation. It's just not, there's just not much there. The cigar itself, you're right, absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah.
This is a great looking stick. So otherwise I'd probably go with like a 5, maybe even a 4.
Yeah.
Like, it's just middle of the road, right? But the cigar itself brings it up. So we'll do a 7 there. And then price at $15 for 6 3/8 by 54 Toro. What are your thoughts?
Not for it being a Tatuaje and like a limited edition, 15 isn't bad.
No, it's not bad.
Because you know who it is, and like, it's like, okay, it truly is a limited edition and it's a show exclusive. So I'm going to go with an 8 again.
8 for price.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got a 7 for price. I think it's a good price. The problem that I run into, though, at the $15 mark is, like, I can walk to the other side of that wall.
Yeah.
And there's just so much to choose from in that price range.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it makes it challenging.
Yeah.
So it's not a bad price, I think, for a limited edition. And like you said,
it's not a retail kind of thing, though. You got to go out of your way to get this, though.
Yeah, you do. I mean, this isn't in the humidor.
Right.
You know, this is an online purchase, and you know, finding them right now is kind of easy. You just Google it. That's going to go away.
Yeah.
Only 50,000 of them. But it doesn't blow me away either. Like, so what am I getting? I'm getting a well-constructed, good-looking, interesting smoke.
Yeah.
So nothing wrong with it, but also like, it doesn't blow me out of the water. You know, it's not really a value. It's like, if I was going to price it, I'd probably price it for $15. You know? So How about construction? And I guess we should note at this point for folks that use the fast forward button, we had this bizarre like sparkler effect, mostly on your cigar. I got a little bit of it.
Yeah.
It has kind of gone away on mine, but like this popping in the, I think it's the double binder, but
But
right
that's
around the burn
weird,
line. It is. And I've never seen it before. I've had pops and flares, but it's like a beetle or like a piece of stem or something
Right.
like that. But this was consistent.
Yeah, this is most of the cigar. I mean, I'm getting some sparks now again. So I'm not sure what that's from, but yeah. But as far as construction goes, like, I mean, it's a solid feeling cigar. Not as far as imperfections, I didn't really notice anything. When I went for the cut, the cap didn't come apart. My wrapper didn't pop or anything like that.
Good draw, good
Yeah, the
ash.
draw is really good. And then, like I pointed out earlier, it's got one hell of a shoulder. I could cut again if I wanted to. Almost a whole nother. I want to give it a 9 for construction just because how very well constructed it is and the sparkler effect.
Yeah, I think the only point I can take off is for the sparkler effect, which is more concerning than anything. Like I'm not even sure if it's related to construction. I mean, it's whatever it's made out of, but not
Yeah.
how it was constructed. I think 9 is really fair. Like there's you just can't improve on it.
Right.
It's wrapped to the, or I should say it's bunched to the right consistency. Zero issues with like the wrapper coming off or anything like that. So that's a pretty good score there. As to be expected, you know, my father makes a very high quality cigar.
Yeah.
So, and then okay, so flavor. Now we're getting into the two subjective
Ooh.
ones, you know. Man, you know, like I'm getting down to the final third
Yeah.
and you know, I always hate like ranking a cigar before it's done, but you know, we can't go so long
Right.
on the show. Salted bread dough, like that's the thing. We
Yep.
had some other flavors come in. You know, I've got a little leather now. You know, like you said, a little nutmeg and almond, definitely baked good type of flavor.
Yeah.
There was some spice on the initially, kind of like black pepper, and now it's a little bit back for me, but it's more cayenne pepper, but it's just like that reminder that this was grown in Nicaragua,
Yeah.
kind of spice. And mid body through, mid strength, you
Yeah.
know, really happy. Like, this is a breakfast cigar.
Yeah,
You can
it's
smoke it anytime, but you can smoke it as a breakfast cigar.
Not as strong as I thought it was gonna be.
Really
I thought it was
surprised
gonna
there.
sneak up on us. Maybe it will after the show. It's happened
We'll be in the
before.
bathroom vomiting,
But yeah, for now it's a mid. Very surprising on that.
So, flavor, what do you got?
Flavor, I'm gonna give it an 8. Only because I've got two notes most of the way. It was very different. The very a little unimpressed, honestly, by the foot, because I thought I was gonna get some.
Dude, it was remarkably not flavored.
Right.
It was so not there.
Yeah, there was nothing there. That's it took 2 points off because of that. I was expecting something cool out of the closed foot, tasting just the wrapper, and got nothing out of it.
Yeah, I had an 8 as well. I think it has a great flavor, and even though it didn't change much throughout the cigar, it's complex and interesting enough to hold your attention through the whole 6 3/8
Oh, yeah.
inches. And it's like unique and cool, you know? So I really liked the flavor. I think a lot of cigar smokers, you know, if you're really into, like if you daily smoke a Padron, eh, you might not like it so much. It's just not strong,
Right.
you know? But I give it an 8 for flavor as well.
Okay.
I think it has a great flavor. And so that brings us to experience. And I think, you know, the price does limit it on what I'd want to use it for. I'm not gonna mow the lawn or go fishing or something
Right.
with this. Might take it on the golf course.
Right. And it is limited,
It is
so.
limited, Definitely could smoke it in the lounge, smoke it with
Yeah.
friends. You could gift it, you know,
Yeah,
it's
to an
not too
experienced
strong.
smoker, not a
And
new.
not a novice, you
Right.
know, but it's, you know, attractive enough that you don't have to know somebody's palate, I think, to gift
Yeah.
it, and they'll still enjoy it. And of course, here in the hot box with our, like, you know, two guys that know cigars, no interruptions, of course, our experience is going to be better.
Right.
And so for me, like, a lot of when we rank experience, a lot of it has to do with all of the intangibles. And we
Yeah.
talked about our ranking system last week for a reason. You know, for me, like, the presentation detracted from the experience a little. I like looking at a gorgeous box. I like having a band that I take off and I'm like looking at it. Not this one, you know, especially the little paper tail.
I'll give him this. The band was easy to take off. I didn't have to fight it and then kill the wrapper.
Which is not always true of my father's cigars.
Right.
Sometimes their bands are really hard to take off. So what are you thinking for experience?
I want to give it an 8. I had a great time smoking it here, but like very limited use case, and like the price and availability comes into that.
Yeah, I think so. I think 8 is pretty good. I think most people that smoke cigars want to pick this up and smoke it and see what you get out of it. You know, for Tatuaje, I'm really a fan. I like their products. This is definitely a less strong cigar than I'm used to from Tatuaje. And of course, they're made by my father, which my father makes really high quality cigars. A lot of experience doing that. I think 8 is a really fair ranking there for experience. So I would encourage our listeners, go out and pick one up. You know, like it's limited edition, they're going away. Give it a shot, see what you think. That brings our total score to 40. That's pretty good. Yeah, not a lot of cigars start with a 4 on our podcast. I think 5 maybe. And we're on show 54 or
50
something.
something,
Yeah. So 10%.
Yep.
Yeah. And we pick the cigars, you
Yeah.
know. We're not just smoking around the humidor, you know.
Yeah.
And we got another 27 on our hands.
Yep.
So pretty good cigar, man. I enjoyed it. Thanks for
Yeah.
sharing the info on
No,
PCA.
thanks.
For our listeners out there, just a reminder that our cigar news of the week is in a separate segment this week. We had a lot to share,
Yeah.
and you know, so we carved that out into a second video. Looking forward to sharing that with you.
Yep.
From Johnny Midas and El Fumo, to all of you out there in the interwebs, have a great week.